Hello, welcome to the World on the Street podcast. On today's episode, I will share the top 5 SQL Server interview questions and answers with you, so let's get started. Microsoft SQL Server is a relational database management system, or DBMS, developed by Microsoft. It is designed to run on a central server so that multiple users can access the same data simultaneously. Generally, users access the database through an application. Question 1 is, what is SQL Server? So the answer is, Microsoft SQL Server is a relational database management system, or DBMS, developed by Microsoft. It is designed to run on a central server so that multiple users can access the same data simultaneously. Generally, users access the database through an application. Question 2 is, what is Azure Data Studio? So the answer is, Azure Data Studio is an alternative way to SQL Server Management Studio SSMS, which you can run only on Windows machines to query, editing, and data development tasks. Azure Data Studio offers a modern editor experience to connect with a remote SQL Server database. It helps us to query and manage data across multiple sources with IntelliSense. Question 3 is, what is normalization? So the answer is, normalization, or data normalization, is a process to organize the data into a tabular format database tables, keeping two goals in mind: reducing data redundancy and ensuring data dependency. A good database design includes the normalization. Without normalization, a database system is slow, inefficient, and might not produce the expected result. Normalization reduces data redundancy and inconsistent data dependency. Question 4 is, what is SQL key? So the answer is, a key is a single or combination of multiple fields in a table. It is used to retrieve records or data rows from the data table based on the condition. Keys are also used to create a relationship among different database tables or views. Question 5 is, what is a transaction? So the answer is, a transaction is a set of TSQL statements that are executed together as a unit, like as a single TSQL statement. If all of these TSQL statements executed successfully, then a transaction is committed and the changes made by TSQL statements permanently saved to the database. If any of these TSQL statements within a transaction fail, then the complete transaction is canceled rollback. Thanks to listing World on the Street, share and subscribe.